Winning is an everyday mindset, and on the Ways to Win podcast, coaches Craig Robinson and John Calipari are here to help. Each week, Craig and Coach Cal use their on-court wisdom to solve off-court problems. They'll talk about the latest news in college and professional basketball with coaches like Jim Boeheim, former players like Stephanie White, basketball analysts like Grant Hill, and more. Revealing insights that made them into the leaders they are today. And don't miss President Obama, sharing how he deals with pressure by projecting confidence, believing in your team, and taking criticism.
All right, Jeff Goodman from Field of 68 here with John Shire off the carousel. We're doing it in person. In person. It wasn't supposed to be in person.
I know.
You're a tough guy to get a hold of. I had to come all the way to Duke just to be able to get you because you're in such high demand.
And I'm underdressed, by the way. If I had known you were going
to
dress
up. Well, I'm going
up,
to the Canes game. Listen, I actually did not come down to interview you in person. I came for the Hurricanes game and my daughter. But I killed two birds with one stone. And it still hits me, I got to say, when I see you and think like you're the Duke head coach now, because I just go back to like May of 2005.
That's right.
When I think you called me and said, I'm committing to Duke.
Yeah,
I think you let me break the
story.
Yeah,
I even go beyond that. I remember being at Peace Jam one year and talking with you and one of my close friends, Julian Wright, and we were just, you know, talking about where we were thinking about schools, and we were both looking at a bunch of different places. But it's amazing where kind of life can take you, and just the decisions you make at 16 or 17, how that impacts you going forward has been pretty crazy for me to see firsthand.
Julian was way more quotable than you. He still is quotable.
No, he still is, right? By the way. Julian is still more quotable.
Are you gonna you actually were very quotable. Are you gonna change now being the Duke head coach? Are you gonna button it up?
No, I'm gonna be me. Whatever that means. If I was quotable or not quotable, I'm just gonna be me, and you gotta deal with that.
It is, and I say this as trying to be an objective media person, it is very cool to watch your career. Again, I've seen it from pretty much the very beginning and watch everything. And I know it hasn't been easy for you. I mean, again, I think a lot of people feel like this road's been easy, right? You're 34 now?
34.
And you're going to be the head coach at Duke now. But it wasn't easy because you had aspirations. If it was up to you, you'd still be playing in the NBA right now.
Yeah, I always had aspirations to coach. But I thought I would get into coaching at age 35 after playing 12, 13 years in the NBA. And, you know, for me, it was one of the hardest setbacks I've had was the injury when I left Duke and was playing for the Miami Heat in Summer League. And, you know, I'm not one of those people where I think everything happens for a reason, but I think certain things do. And that really changed the course of my professional career, the experience I had from different places playing all over and in Spain and EuroLeague and in Israel, made me a more complete player, but also better perspective being a coach. So I've gone through ups and downs, even my time here at Duke. You know, I'm one of the few people who their last game was winning. You know, I was able to win my last game as a player, winning a national championship. But we went through a lot of ups and downs throughout my time to get here, and you know, losing the first round, losing the second round, losing the Sweet 16. I think it makes you tougher. It makes you appreciate what you have or what you don't have. And, you know, thankful to have this opportunity. But also I know that, you know, we have a great chance to really ride this momentum out and build this thing going forward.
All right, take me back to the day, less than a year ago, that Coach K told you you were going to be the head coach at Duke. What was it like?
Well, I think that's also a misconception of, I remember I was on my second Zoom call with Nina King and Kevin White, who was still our athletic director at the time. Well, Nina was, by that time, she had known, but Kevin was still the acting athletic director. And Nina called me and told me the news that we're selecting you to be the next men's basketball coach for Duke. And it's one of the few times, talk about quotable, I didn't say anything. There was no quote because I was speechless.
What can you say at that point, right?
There was nothing to say. Yeah. And you know, I just remember the first thing I thought was telling my wife. Yeah. And she was upstairs with our kids, and I ran upstairs, and I told her, we got it. You know, we got it. And she's like, got what? I said, it. We got it.
Yeah.
And it's a special moment I'll never forget. And then I FaceTimed my family, I have some screenshots of their faces when I told them the news, and so I'll never forget that.
All right, so Kay, what was that part like? So so she told you before you talked to Kay?
Yeah, she told me. Yeah, she told me. I told my wife. I told my family.
Did you know it was coming?
I knew that a decision was coming near. I didn't know that I was getting it. I didn't know if, you know, she thought my second Zoom interview sucked.
Did you flop it?
I didn't know what to think. Yeah. And, you know, I felt, you know, I did feel after that that there was nothing more I could do. It was either, you know, meant to be or it wasn't. I had the experience of going through other searches that spring, which I think really helped prepare me for this opportunity. And I had the feeling of feeling it was going one way, but then it went another. And so after I talked to my family, after I talked with my wife, I called Coach, and we had a great talk. And anyway, there was a special moment for us.
Tears when you heard it? Like tears of joy? There had to be emotion pouring out of you, no?
Yeah, there was emotion that night for sure. I think in that moment it wasn't I'm sure there probably was. It's one of those things. You know, exactly. It's a blur. You don't remember it step by step. It's you would have to ask my wife and my family more how I acted than what I could tell you.
We needed video of your reaction.
We did. I actually wish we had that.
Everybody always says you don't want to follow a legend. You're not just following a legend. You're following the legend.
Yeah.
How do you come to grips with that? I mean, again, you want to be the next guy. You don't want to be the guy. You want to be the next guy.
Yeah, I said it myself at the press conference. I've known for a long time. I mean, I think who's going to be the next coach at Duke has been part of conversations for a lot of people for some time.
Yes.
And including myself when people have asked me. Yeah. And
I think I've asked you.
Yeah, and I've
the answer
I've
is never you.
Said myself.
Hey, the answer was never you.
By you or me. Right. And that's how it goes sometimes. And I think a lot in our landscape has changed the last couple of years. I think I've come to find a lot of this is about the right moment and then opportunity. And then you gotta be ready for that opportunity. And so for me, it was less about who you're following and the way the succession has been set up. I think it's set up to succeed in a big way. You know, Coach was, you know, people, you know, make comments that he wanted a farewell tour and things like that. His part of his legacy is how he's put our program in a position to succeed. And I think that's a mark of a great leader, a great coach. And it's obviously up to us to make sure we continue to build this thing in a different way going forward. But I really credit him and then our president, our athletic director, for having the vision, knowing, like, if this happened now, with our roster, basically with losing,
almost everybody.
We have, you know, a couple of key guys coming back, but we're losing a lot. To think you can recruit a team through the portal, or that's going to be as competitive as the team I think we'll have with our recruiting class coming in, along with our returning players and a couple of key guys through the transfer portal, there's no way. And that's that was an important decision.
So that helped you a ton going out on the recruiting trail a year ago. I mean, he was involved. He wasn't out, Coach K, but he was certainly involved. If you needed somebody to kind of help you a little bit, get a guy, he was involved when you needed him to be?
You know, I never asked him to do one thing. I think things happen organically, of course. And, you know, Coach K, who doesn't want to meet Coach or get his perspective? But I think it's really important for our families, for our future players to understand my vision and to build our relationship. And if they didn't feel that, or if they didn't believe in what I was saying, then don't come. But if you do, what an amazing opportunity. You know, for our players on this past year's team, you don't get a chance to be a part of Coach K's last season. That's a special thing to be a part of. When have you had the opportunity to be a part of the first season in the transition of such a special program like Duke? So I phrased it as a challenge and as an opportunity. So our current guys we've got, really, I think we're excited by that. We are very, we didn't play it safe. Like, it would have been easy to recruit, you know, in bulk or just get some players because we need it. We need some players. Yeah. But for us, we went after the guys we really felt like belonged to Duke in every way, and proud of this group we have coming in.
I mean, you've killed it on the recruiting trail. Like, killed it. Like, better than I think probably even you could have imagined in the first two classes already that you've put together. With that comes expectations.
Sure.
I mean, always going to be expectations.
I think those expectations would have been there regardless, but absolutely.
But almost at a different level now.
During this great reshuffle, a record number of employees are considering switching jobs. So now is your chance to try to attract them. LinkedIn Jobs is here to help you connect with the people you want to interview faster and for free. Create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Then add your job and the purple hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring so your network can help you find the right people to hire. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/good. That's linkedin.com/good to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
You've proven you can recruit. What concerns do you have or anything? What do you still need to prove from a coaching standpoint? Because that's the thing that everybody's going to want to wonder now is, okay, he's got all this talent. Now it's young talent. That's the hard part these days. You look at all the teams that have won national titles. We know they're not young.
Yeah, well, I'll flip it on you, though. To say that it can't happen with a young team, I think is also you'd be mistaken because you look at – I mean, look, we did in 2015. Now – we had some veterans on that team as well. I've been a part of some special teams that are a player or two away. You know, Zion Williamson has been on camp. Zion's year, we're a play away from beating Michigan State and going to a Final Four. I'll never forget the game in 2017-18 with, you know, Grayson Allen, Gary Trent, Marvin Bagley, Wendell Carter, where with that game, we're up by three with 30 seconds left and Kansas hits a three to tie it. It's a small margin of error. We put ourselves, and then this past year's team, we're obviously right there with a chance to win the whole thing. So for us, the expectations are one thing. I know as soon as, you know, we have a setback or we lose a game or, you know, not going to be perfect. I don't expect anybody in our program to be perfect. It's going to be some wrong decision or he's not ready, all those things. And I wouldn't have taken the job if I wasn't prepared for that. It's what it's all about. I have complete belief in our staff and our players. And, you know, the teams we were talking about a little bit before, you know, we went on camera, but the who you are in November is totally different from who you are in February and March, especially for the teams that we've had because of how young we've been. So I think it's really important. You got to block out the noise, full steam ahead. You can't worry about what Jeff Goodman's tweeting or, you know, Talia Goodman's tweeting. You can't worry about that. You got to go full steam ahead and control what you can control.
So I know one of the pieces of advice that Coach K gave you was just be you.
Right.
Right, be you, don't change. And you're not going to change who you are and kind of what you've done over the years. What will you do differently in this program maybe than it's been done for a long time? Because there's been one guy who's coached here for so long, and he's been very adaptable. Like, I've always given him a ton of credit for that. As he got older, he still found a way to adapt and connect with the players. What will you do different as the head coach than he's done?
Well, it's funny. I think there's two major things we're going through right now as a program. And one is understanding the impact of not having Coach K as our head coach. So there's naturally, just by that, we have to do things differently. And so there's a lot of ways I can break that down, but I think just that understanding for everybody in our program, right? I think we all understand that. But two, it's a different time in college basketball. You know, we're faced with decisions, opportunities, setbacks that really Coach K has never had to think about.
He got out at the right time.
47 years. Yeah. And look, and a lot of it, you can say he got out at the right time, which I think a lot of people feel for me, I'm as excited as anybody to be going into this next era. I think you have
because you're 34.
Well, that's what I think it's an advantage in a lot of respects.
I do too.
And so for me, I look at that as an opportunity. So there's going to be things that are different simply because he's not here as the head coach, but also because it's a different era and a different time. So you'll have to be the judge of that. I'm not going to proclaim exactly what's going to be different. I think that will happen naturally.
NIL, the transfer portal, you alluded to it. It's a changing quickly.
Yep.
It's really changed quickly. Where do you stand as a former player who could have made a lot of money off name, image, likeness, and now being an assistant, going into being a head coach, and dealing with trying to figure this whole thing out with collectives and the NCAA trying to wrap their arms around it, and you guys trying to figure out what you can do, what you can't do. How difficult is it right now?
Well, it's you mentioned it with Coach K throughout his time. To think you can just have a plan in place and it's going to stay that way, you need to be able to adapt. I think that's the most important thing. You need to be able to adapt to what's happening, what's going to happen. But I think it's, you know, it starts for us in identifying the right players and the right people. I think no matter what, we feel like the right kids will want to come to Duke. Now, there are certain, the fact that they can have an opportunity and profit off their name, image, and likeness is great. I think that's amazing. I think it's, you know, it's funny for me as a player, I never thought about that. And it just shows you, even though we're so recent, what a different time and how far we've come. And of course I would love that opportunity. My teammates would have loved that opportunity. So we'll do everything we can to be agile, adaptable, but also put them in an amazing position to succeed beyond just, you know, the basketball court. And also to look, there are a lot of things that come with being, you know, a professional basketball player or playing basketball at a high level in college. Going to a place like Duke and being part of this for the rest of your life, I don't like that it gets minimized at times, and there's still an incredible amount of value in that. So I think it's important to have complete perspective, put our guys in amazing positions, which we're in the process of doing, and then having a plan to move forward.
The brotherhood, it's real. Yeah.
It is real.
I know.
It is.
I know. I kind of joke about it.
It's real. You saw us up in Boston coming to see a few of our guys there.
No doubt. You came, you know, four or five men deep,
yep,
including Kay. It was like, it's like a mafia.
Got to get him out.
Duke Mafia coming into the Garden, right? So the office. Give me the latest in the office here.
We're here.
This is not your office.
No, well, I don't
Where's
have
your
an
office?
Office right now.
What do you mean you don't have an office?
I'm a nomad right now. We're doing some reconstruction here, and for the moment, these guys will see me walking the halls, just, you know, walking around. So I'm still waiting for an office.
Are they building you a brand new estate?
It is. When you come back, you can see it. It's. I wouldn't call it an estate, but it's going to be a very nice office that I'm looking forward to.
You won't have your own floor.
No, I will not have my
own
floor. You will
not have your own floor.
I will not. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you taking some time. I know your wife is due soon.
She is.
So what I don't want to do is overextend
my bounds
here.
Yeah, she could be calling right now.
If she's calling now, listen, you got to get out. This is
exactly.
Number three. What have you learned from 1 and 2? You're good at changing a diaper.
I'm great at that. And I think, I've noticed from each, they're different, you know, and that's something you learn to realize with the other one, their passions, what they like, what they dislike, learn all of it. But I think the most important thing for me is just to be present. You know, we got a lot going on, there's a lot going on in the world. Just when I'm with them, to be present, to be in the moment, because I can't believe my daughter's 4 already.
Yeah.
You know, I know your daughter, you probably can't believe that. How you're
Man,
going
it's tough.
Going
it's
to college.
It's tough. It is.
Yeah.
And I've said this. Like, I've said this to anybody. Like, I made mistakes when I was younger, probably not prioritizing my daughter as much as I should have. And I'm not screwing it up now.
That's right.
I'll tell you that much.
Right.
So I think you've got a pretty good take on that. And I know, I've known your parents for a long time. And obviously, they did a pretty good job with you. So I'm sure you did a good job with your 3 kids.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, All you right. guys enjoy that game. And you know, thanks a lot.
All right. You got it, man. Great seeing you.
All right, you got it.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.